USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The COP27 Climate Summit begins Sunday and goes until November the 18th. As this field guide to climate lingo notes, richer nations haven't met targets they set to help poorer nations, and talks about what they should owe and how they should go about it promise to be interesting. U.S. job growth increased more than expected in October, but the pace is slowing and the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%, while annual wages rose at their slowest pace in just over a year. The Fed's next steps? Policymakers indicated that they would still consider a small interest rate rise at their next meeting, despite Friday's numbers showing only small signs of progress in lowering inflation. President Joe Biden and former Presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump head to Pennsylvania hoping to tip the balance in a midterm race that could determine control of the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.